I'm going to speak on this particular verse this morning. And it's found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 17. And it says this: "And a voice came from heaven and said, 'This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.'" We're going to come to that verse in a couple of moments time. And that verse, when we come to it, I'm going to talk about the issue of Father. I'm going to focus on our Heavenly Father this morning. Can I share something with you? I want to make myself vulnerable now. While I was preparing these thoughts yesterday, I found myself crying. And the reason why I was crying was because some of you already know within the fellowship that growing up, I didn't have a daddy, didn't have a father. I don't know who my father is. And so there was this sense of the things that I share from the Word, I know them. I know them in my heart. I know the reality of them in terms of my relationship with God, my loving Heavenly Father. But on an earthly level, didn't have them. And I know I didn't have them. And so there is kind of this distance between the two. Does that make sense? So what I'm going to ask you to do, if I start to bawl, just bear with me. Is that okay? There we go. Just want to put that out there. Praise the Lord. And it may be the case, I don't know, but maybe you're here and you've had that experience yourself in terms of your relationship with your earthly father. Maybe it was non-existent, or it was difficult, or whatever. But I want to preach about God, our loving Heavenly Father, this morning. But before I get there, I'd like to start off this morning's talk on a different subject. And that subject is energy levels. How are your energy levels? I was thinking about such things this week. And I was thinking to myself, and I heard people talking, the people that I was working with, the people that I was surrounded with, and they were all mentioning, whether they knew it or knew it not, they were talking about their energy levels. And I found myself hearing different people say different things like, "I've no energy left. Where's all my energy gone? I'm shattered. I'm exhausted. I'm tired." Have you ever said those things yourself? Have you ever began to look or begin to think about your own energy levels? And maybe you've said those words yourself where you says, "I just don't seem to have the energy that I once had. Where's all my energy gone?" So maybe you remember there was a time in your life when you were younger and you were like a spring chicken running here and running there. You had all the energy in the world. You could do stuff. You could go places. You could see people because you had energy. But now you're older. Now you're wiser. And maybe now you don't have the energy that you used to have and you long to have that energy. You say, "I want that energy back in my life." Some people drink energy drinks. Don't do that. Don't go there. Dangerous stuff, energy drinks, trying to get your energy back. Sure, there's many things that will drain us from our energy. Did you know that? Going to name a couple of things. Your work life. If you're working and you're giving your attention, you're giving your time, you're giving all of you, that may drain you of energy. Even church life, if you're busy in church activities, sometimes those things can drain you of your energy. Family life. Social life. People can drain you. You know that, don't you? Sometimes people will come to you and you love people. We all love people. I love you. You love me. But sometimes people have the ability to drain us of the energy that is within us. Problems. That's another one. That could potentially drain you. If you have a problem and you're worrying about the problem and it's draining your mind. Thinking. You can't stop thinking, you know that, but if you overthink something and think it continuously all the time, stuck on this one issue, sure, you may say to yourself, "I'm mentally drained." We've all been there. Sometimes we don't have the energy that we want, and we long for the energy that we used to have. And there's different things in different parts of our lives screaming for our attention. And they're all saying, I need your energy, I need your attention. Did you know that your energy and your motivation are linked? Did you know that? Sometimes I think to myself, I'm motivated to do something. I'm motivated to do something for God, but my body won't move. I have motivation in my mind, and I have motivation in my heart, and I have motivation in my spirit, and I think to myself, I want to do great things for you, but the energy within my body just won't catch up with the motivation that I have within me. Sometimes we can be motivated, but we just simply don't have the energy, simply because we're in the busyness of all the other activities in our lives. And people call motivation different things. Some people call it their mojo. I'm looking to get me mojo back. Or some people say it, I just want to get my get up and go. You know that get up and go, when I have that get up and go, I want to get back into that zone where I'm feeling life, I'm loving life, I'm in the zone, I have energy, I have motivation, and I'm raring to go. I've got my get up and go. Did you know that Jesus spoke to a man called Saul, who was later to become Paul? And he said these words to him and caught my attention. In Acts chapter 9, when Saul was kind of knocked off his high horse and he had an encounter with Jesus, and because he had been persecuting the church, and Jesus said these words, they were words of instruction, but he mentions get up and go. Jesus says, Acts chapter 9 verse 6 says, now get up and go into the city and you'll be told what you must do. Those words, get up and go. And sometimes when we lose our get up and go, that zinc in our hearts, or that passion, you may need to come back to Jesus and just to find yourself in his personal presence, where you're hearing his word as Saul heard the word to his heart, that word of instruction. And in the following of that, and in the obedience of that, of getting up and doing what he says to you, that can bring a kind of a back into that place where we have a sense of energy and a sense of motivation. I was looking for a picture to show you, and I found this picture, and it's a picture of a battery, and you can see it says Energizer on it. It's a particular type of battery. It's a AAA battery. And I'm hoping that as I begin to speak about the Father, our Heavenly Father, that in some way that we become more energized, that through the hearing of some nice things about God, your loving Father, and his relationship to you, that through the impartation of that, that we might come back and say, yes, I feel energized. I feel a sense of his love and equipment and empowerment. And you're like in a proper preacher style, you know that I have 3 A's, don't you, to match the battery. I have 3 A's. I'm going to tell you what the first A is. You see, in this particular verse, it says, and a voice from heaven said, you know that God, your Father, is one that announces, don't you? He announces his love over your life. He is the great announcer. He is the one that makes announcements over the children of God's lives. You have a Father that loves you and that is for you and that is watching over your life. But he is one that makes announcements over your life. In the same way that he made an announcement over the life of Jesus. Now, and as I think about the Bible and I think about some of the passages in the Bible, if you remember Genesis chapter 1, that should be called the chapter of announcements. Because the very first announcement was, let there be light. And so it was. There was light. And so when he said those things, he went on to say some other things. He says, let there be a space between the waters to separate the waters from the heavens and the waters of the earth. And God called that space sky. And that's what happened. And then he seems to be in this flow of announcements in Genesis chapter 1. He goes on and says things like this. Let lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. Let them be signs to mark the seasons, the days and the years. And that's what happened. And then there is that wonderful announcement when God the Father, God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, all of them together make this announcement and they say together in agreement, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They make an announcement, the three of them together. You see, I think that God, our loving Father, is one that likes to make an announcement of love over his children's lives and over your life, just as he did over the life of Jesus. He does not only make announcements about the beginning of something, but also when things are up and coming. Can I remind you of another announcement in Scripture? For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You know, that was an announcement about what was coming down to the people of God. Ah, so he likes to make announcements, God our Father. Not only about when things begin, not only when things are up and coming, but he likes to announce a party. That's the type of Father that we love, and that's the type of Father that we have. Do you want me to remind you of when he announced a party? Here we go. But the Father said to the servants, quick! Bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet and kill the fattened calf. We must celebrate with a feast. For this son of mine was dead and now has returned to life. He was lost, but now he has been found. So let the party begin. I believe that we have a Father that not only loves us, but makes an announcement over our lives, as he did in the life of Jesus, where he says, I love you. I'm watching over you. I'm with you. I'm going to be with you wherever you go. I am your loving, gracious Heavenly Father. And I think that when that announcement was made, that Jesus heard it and he felt good about it. He felt good that he had a Father that loved him. He felt good that there was clarity in his own heart and clarity in his own mind as he began his ministry. It's good to have a Father that is by your side that says, today, this is what's going to happen. And that brings confidence to our hearts when we have a Father that makes an announcement over our lives. God, our Father, is one that announces his love for us. Not only does he announce, but he affirms. The second part of that particular scripture says, this is my son. The Father is affirming his son. The Father is affirming who his son is. And I think there is a great need for affirmation in the relationship between a child and a father. When a father says of their child, of their son, of their daughter, when they say, you're mine, and I love you, and I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to prepare you, and I'm going to be strong for you, I'm going to be the father that you've always wanted me to be. I think there's a great need in the heart of people for affirmation. And I'll put it out there, when I was a little boy, I always longed to have a father. I always longed to hear somebody say, you're my boy, that's my boy, it's okay, I'm going to be here for you, I'm going to be there for you, when you fall, I'm going to pick you up. I always wanted to hear those words. And God, our loving Heavenly Father, he said those words for Jesus, because I think Jesus needed to hear those words as we need to hear those words. The words of a Father that loves us and the words of a Father that cares for us. There is a great need for that fatherly affirmation when he speaks not only over your life, but into your heart. Because it's in the heart where the treasures and where the depth and where the gold of a fatherly affirmation is received. Today, you have a father that loves you. And he says, you are mine. I love you. I'm with you. I'm going to be there for you. And so today, would you be willing to agree with your father? Would you be willing to say, I am who you say I am. I am your son. I am a king's kid. I am holy and dearly loved. I am precious in his sight. I am belonging to my Father. I am called and chosen by my Father. I am adopted into his family. I am forgiven by him. I'm redeemed by him. I'm loved by him. I am the apple of his eye. I am the sparkle of his heart. I am his son and I am his child. And so today we can agree with God our Father and who he says we are. Others may look at you and say, who do you think you are? And all you have to say to them is, I know who I am. I am a son of the Father who loves me. I am the one who he has given himself for. I know who I am because I agree with who he says I am. And do you remember that lovely verse in 1 John chapter 3? See what great love the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. You may look in the mirror and you may see yourself. Please see yourself in the light that the Father sees you. And he sees you as his child. One that he lavishes his love upon. One that he adores. One that he looks at and he says, you are mine. I am your gracious and loving Heavenly Father and you belong to me. We are the children of God. And so let us see ourselves as that. Let us walk in that. Let us believe in that. Let us know that in our hearts, that we are the children of God and we are loved by a Father who loves us. Ah, sure, we're getting there now. Getting there now. And a voice came from heaven and said, this is my Son whom I love and with him I am well pleased. God, our loving Heavenly Father, is one that shows affection. That's the Father that we have. That's the Father that we look to. And I think this is also another area that earthly fathers struggle with. Some struggle in showing their feelings to their children. Some want to, but don't know how to. Some don't know how to, and maybe even refuse to. And I, as a boy, not only did I want to hear those words, you're my boy, but I wanted to know what it was to be held in the arms of a Father that loved me and a Father that would not leave me. And what I know now is that I have a Father in heaven that shows me affection, that comes to me and picks me up like a little boy and holds me in his arms and holds me on his shoulders and he says, you're mine. I am your Father. I'm the one that picks you up. I'm the one that walks with you. I'm the one that provides for you. I am the one that says, you are the apple of my eye. You are the sparkle of my heart. And that's not only my Father, that's your Father too. You've got a Father in heaven that says, I show you affection. He is an affectionate Father. He's not afraid to tell you that he loves you. He's not afraid to show you his emotions. Can I remind you of a little portion of Scripture where the Father shows affection to his Son? Luke chapter 15. It was about the lost son. So he got up and he went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion and love for him. And he ran to him and he threw his arms around him and he kissed him. And this is the picture of a God, of a love, a loving Father that longs to run to you because he sees you where you are. He's not afraid to get up and run to the ones that he loves. And when he runs to you, he wraps his arms around you and he holds you that you may be held in the arms of a God that loves you. And he picks you up and he whispers into your ear and he says, it's going to be okay. Because you are where you're meant to be. And there's no better place than to be in the arms of a loving Father who loves you, because His arms are strong and His arms are mighty. And what better place is there to be than in the loving and strong and gentle arms of a Father that loves us? And when I read that story, it's a picture of our relationship with God, our loving Father, because there's times when we're a long way off. And I confess there's been times in my life when I've been a long way off, but His eye was on me and He says, I'm going to run to you and I'm going to pick you up and you're going to be back in the arms of a Father that loves you. And today, I believe that with all my heart, that our relationship with God is not only a relationship with Jesus, it's not only a relationship with the Holy Spirit, but it's also a relationship with God, your loving Father. And sometimes when we look at the earthly relationship that we've had with our earthly relationship, sometimes it's not the same. Because the Father in heaven, He is the one that announces His love over your life. He is the one that affirms you and says, this is my child whom I love and I'm well pleased. And He is the one that shows affection to us, especially when we're a long way off. And so today, I'm going to bring these things to a close. And I would like you to close your eyes.